This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. In Brownfields, Louisiana, there is a grocery store. Again, the neighborhood had been without one for about 15 years when Winn-Dixie moved out. Not surprisingly, the people in the community are happy to have easy access to healthy food.
I'm still hearing that. Since we opened in February the 3rd, everyone was so appreciative because they was used to stopping on this corner shopping at Winn-Dixie.
Tyrone Leggett is responsible for the new grocery store on that corner. He's also responsible for some of the affordable housing in the area, places owned by people who thought they'd always rent. In part, he attributes his success as a developer and now the owner-operator of a grocery store to some advice he got from his college football coach, Tom Osborne, when Leggett was a student at Nebraska.
After we was in Orange Bowl, we played against Miami, and before I was getting ready to go play in the East-West Shrine game, he wanted to give me some good advice. He said, you're not very big, so save your money, and you might not play that many years.
Would Coach Osborne have given that advice to a blue-chip pro prospect who'd been pointing toward the NFL since his Pop Warner days? Perhaps not. But that was okay with Leggett.
I was looking to get education, maybe work in business. I really wasn't looking to be a professional football player. I kept it simple and just felt that it was a dream to be a father and to be a husband.
I'm going to interrupt for just a moment here to say that part of the dream has worked out. Tyrone Leggett and his wife have raised two children. Please carry on.
I figure those was things that I could reach. I can reach being a good person. I can reach graduating from college and doing the things that I can control. I only dealt with the small things. And obviously, you know, small things can turn into big things if it's meant to be.
Tyrone Leggett's shot at the NFL turned into a relatively big thing. He played cornerback for the Saints, Bucks, and 49ers over 7 seasons, probably longer than Tom Osborne thought he would, and about twice as long as the average NFL career. But Leggett figured that about the money, Osborne was probably right. So after he signed his first pro contract, he allowed himself only $50,000 of the $300,000 for which he'd signed.
I've seen a lot of Mercedes. I've seen a lot of Ferraris and BMWs and Range Rovers, I tell you. But I was the guy who just needed transportation. I needed to get it from A to B, you know. I had a Jimmy 4x4, 87, 86, yeah, around 87. It was pretty awesome in college, and I thought it was pretty awesome. Most of the guys didn't think so. They laugh at me, and I always told me I need to get a new car. I'm not going to make it to practice.
When he retired from football, Tyrone Leggett got into the construction business. When he couldn't get an adequate loan, he built with the money he'd saved. But then he could say to the banks, look what I've done. Help me do some more. 18 years after retiring from the NFL, Leggett, whose business used to be entertaining fans on Sunday afternoon, has been helping out his community in a more fundamental way. And he says all this helping out has worked out well for him, too.
Because the more that you give, the more that you'll be blessed with. And the community needed housing. The community needed a grocery store. So it was things that was going to better the lives of the people in the community. Not take away from the community, but add to the community in a way that they could appreciate.
Maybe it would be silly to suggest that playing in the NFL for 7 years is the least significant work Tyrone Leggett did. I mean, the NFL is an enormously profitable corporation about which millions of fans obsess. But given Mr. Leggett's own perspective on the life he's built for himself, maybe it wouldn't be so silly.